I confess that I was disappointed. There was nothing. At least, that was my first impression. At the second glance, however, I perceived that there was a man standing in the Southampton Road, a small bearded man in a grey suit, who seemed to be looking in my direction. The road is an important highway, and there are usually people there. This man, however, was leaning against the railings which bordered our field, and was looking earnestly up. I lowered my handkerchief and glanced at Mrs. Rucastle, to find her eyes fixed upon me with a most searching gaze. She said nothing, but I am convinced that she had divined that I had a mirror in my hand and had seen what was behind me. She rose at once. "Jeffro," said she, "there is an impertinent fellow upon the road there who stares up at Miss Hunter." "No friend of yours, Miss Hunter?" he asked. "No, I know no one in these parts."
"Dear me, how very impertinent!
Kindly turn around and motion to him to go away." "Surely it would be better to take no notice."
"No, no, we should have him loitering here always. Kindly turn round and wave him away like that."
I did as I was told, and at the same instant Mrs. Rucastle drew down the blind. That was a week ago, and from that time I have not sat again in the window, nor have I worn the blue dress, nor seen the man in the road.